It's time to join the American Family Robinson again in Centerville. This is the night of the joint entertainment given by Madame Damoray and Letitia Olson. The Olson Vaudeville Show for the Markham Workers is going on right now, while backstage all is confusion with Madame Damoray and Betty Collins struggling to get ready for their respective song numbers. Wendy Bill has increased the backstage excitement by proposing to Madame Damoray and presenting her with a costly string of pearls which he has bought with her money. As our own program opens, we find Luke sitting in the third row with Myra on one side of him and a worker from the Markham plant on the other. The last number on Letitia's vaudeville program, an allegedly humorous monologue, is being presented from the stage now. Listen.
I certainly want to thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for the wonderful reception you have given me tonight. And I want to tell you that I almost happened not to be here. You see, it was this way. I was telling Mrs. Olson the other day about getting on this show, and Mrs. Olson, you know how she is, she doesn't take anything for granted.
That's correct enough.
Well, why, they even tell me that she has to read and approve every single line in the Centerville Herald before she allows it to be printed. Well, I can see that's all right with the readers of that newspaper. Well, anyway, you know how she is, she wants to be shown. So when I was telling her how hot I was and that I ought to be placed on the entertainment bill, she said, let me see your act. Just like that, you know, she said, let me see your act. Well, I go through the whole routine from one end to the other, and she sits there with a deadpan, just like this. Yeah.
I know that expression of Letitia's. That man's got it down
well,
to the T.
She sits there with that deadpan for a few seconds, and then she said, young man, you've got a great future, but your act needs something more. So I said, well, what more does my act need, Mrs. Olson? The only thing more that I can see it needs is getting billed on this program. Well, she said, if you only had a couple of pieces of rye bread and some mustard, you'd have the makings of a fine ham sandwich. You get it? A ham sandwich.
Say, that fella's pretty good, ain't he? That's the funniest one I've heard in a long time.
Yes, it's always been funny.
Oh, who is that man sitting next to you?
I don't know his name, but he's one of the men at the factory. Works in the varnishing department.
I think it would be more polite if you found out his name and introduced him to me. Is he a nice man?
Sure, he's a nice fellow. He's been explaining every act to me all evening. Oh, your name has slipped my mind, but I'd like to have you meet my wife.
Joe Burns.
Myra, I'd like to have you meet Mr. Burns. Joe Burns. You're one of the boys.
How do you do, Mr. Burns?
Pleased to meet you, socially.
Are you enjoying the entertainment, Mr. Burns?
Oh, I sure am, Mrs. Robinson. It's the best free show I ever seen.
I haven't seen all the acts. Oh, I've been backstage with my daughter.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, you see, my daughter is... Oh, how do you do, Mrs. Schultz? I love your dress.
Pipe down. We want to hear this show.
What act do you think was the best?
Well, they were all pretty good. I guess I like the train seals best. After the cooch dancer, that is.
Luke, I'm worried about...
Quiet, Myra. Not so loud.
I'm worried about the members of the Centerville Culture and Opera Society. They've been pushed in the back of the house, and I think they're getting restless.
Oh, well, let them get restless.
But I'm sure they don't like being made to sit through all this low-class vaudeville.
Well, I hope they get so annoyed with it they all leave in a body.
Luke, surely you don't.
Nothing would please me more than to see Damoray yodeling to an empty house.
But Betty's going to sing. It'll break her heart if she doesn't get a big reception.
Well, that's all right with me. She insisted on singing on her own head, be it.
And you, so, ladies and gentlemen, if Mrs. Olson ever gives me another entertainment, why, I certainly hope that I'll be right here again with the same snappy line of patter, or maybe I'll even get a few new jokes. I thank you, one and all.
Oh, what's this, Mrs. Robinson? The intermission, or is it all over?
Oh, there's more to come, but if you take my advice, you'll go now.
Oh, no, Mr. Burns, you see that...
You aren't going to like the rest of it, Burns. Highbrow music and stuff like that.
Oh, that's where this cultural society gets in there, licks, huh?
Yeah.
No, I know you'll be interested in the next part of the entertainment, Mr. Burns. It's going to be just lovely, where my daughter Betty's going to sing.
Oh, what's she going to sing?
Oh, several delightful little songs. And then, of course, there's Madame Damoray, too, the great opera singer. Surely you want to hear her. Why, it's the chance of a lifetime to hear some really refined music.
Okay, Mrs. Robinson. If the last part is as good as the first, I'll stick. Say, you know, Mr. Robinson, they ought to have some kind of entertainment like this every week. You know, it gives all the different kinds of people...
I think I'll go and visit with Mrs. Schultz and the other ladies for a few minutes. Save my seat for me, Lou.
If you see Letitia, tell her that Gus has offered to drive the cooch dancer home.
I will not, and probably it isn't true anyway.
No, but I'd like to know what Letitia says when she hears about it.
You know, a joint entertainment like this, it gives all the different kind of people a chance to get together and know each other.
Yeah?
It makes for friendliness all around. It's a good thing for the town.
Yeah, you take a real interest in your community, don't you, Joe?
Sure, why not? I got a good job at the factory.
And if we all keep on pulling together with Dave Markham, cooperating with him, you'll probably have a better job in the plant.
Well, I own my own home. I got a wife and kids growing up in the community. And the more pleasant a community is to live in, the better I like it.
That's the spirit. If we have harmony in the community, all the fellows like you and me will benefit.
Yeah, like a fellow was telling me the other day. He says that prosperity reigns where harmony dwells, and darned if I don't think the guy is right.
Of course he is.
Now, you take places where one class of people don't get along so good with another class of people. And pretty soon those towns get a bad reputation, and it's us property owners that get it in the neck.
No doubt about it, Joe. There are more workers in this country who own their own homes. I mean, fellas like you and me and the others down at Markham plant than in any other country in the world. We've got a real stake in the community. And the more workers and employers and everyone else pulls together, the more valuable our stake in the community becomes.
That's it, all right, Mr. Robinson. Trouble don't pay off. It's peace and harmony that pays off in the long run.
Positively.
And a homeowner and all the other fellas with jobs and prosperity of one kind or another are interested in the long run.
Huh? Property.
That's the intermission. That's the intermission. That's the intermission.